Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Maritime Trades and the Seafarers International Union. We appreciate their support very much. And, folks, I got to tell you, I'm excited to talk to Ron Baker here. Again, he's with the BCTGM. That's the bakery union. And, you know, folks, think about it. When you're making Oreos, that's manufacturing. And manufacturing jobs are good jobs, which often have collateral jobs that are involved within the community. So for every good manufacturing job that's out there, you get five or six other jobs that, you know, hey, it's a great thing. Ron, welcome back to the program, brother.
Hi, Charles. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you very much, Ron. So what is the status on Mondelez and doing the right thing when it comes to our brothers and sisters in Chicago?
Well, there's a few things that are going on. There's a few things that look on the bright side, but it's not quite complete or whatever as yet. It's not certainly the 100% satisfaction. Chicago, we got a new CEO, as you know, on November the 20th, and hopefully that CEO's new direction for this company is part of what's going on in Chicago. But you know, as this company's told us many times, they can move production here, there, or wherever. And while they're putting new lines in at Chicago right now, a new line of the future and several other new products, those kind of things, if you go back to where they started way back in November, in March of 2016 with the first layoffs, it was like, we can move production on a moment's notice. These are all plug-and-play type of production opportunities. So we're still looking for a collective bargaining agreement that has job security in it so that they don't one day put a production line in Chicago and the next day when they don't get what they want, decide to unbolt it and take it to Salinas, Mexico. So, while there's certain things that are positive, there's certain things that need to be tied up, the loose ends need to be tied up in order to have some satisfaction. In addition to that, they've not replaced all the jobs in Chicago, and they're continuing to take their priority brands, their high-margin brands, their high-earning brands to Mexico and leaving American manufacturing to have their secondary, second-tier brands that are oftentimes seasonal, for instance, crackers and cracker season and those kind of things. So, while on the surface they're saying they're doing the right thing, on the backside of it, it could end up with temporary employment and employment on a seasonal basis rather than full-time employment on an ongoing basis.
Ron, first of all, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. There are so many things that you gain from having a good, solid relationship with the community that you're manufacturing in. I am sure that Salinas, Mexico, and the town council is probably not real thrilled with being used as trade bait, so to speak. And,
right.
If you think about it, it's like, oh, well, we'll make all these tax arrangements for you and do everything else to win the business down here. And then, 6 months later, Mondelez is pulling the lines back out of Salinas. People lose their jobs, they're losing revenue for the city. And, yep. How many times do they want to put up with that?
Well, there's less and less affinity to that kind of model now. And I got to tell you, recently, there's a faith-based report out that came out on the 12th of December, and there was a big press announcement out of D.C. The Interfaith Worker Justice did the study, went to five U.S. cities and to Salinas, Mexico, and did a report on the impacts of this outsourcing and this business model that Mondelez uses. And they're not the only one that uses this business model. As a matter of fact, we all know this new tax bill is going to do everything it can to make sure that these kind of things continue. So, but the interesting part about this whole thing is, we do have a new CEO. And we do have, you know, some opportunities in Chicago right now. Our hope is that he changes the past 5 years of absolutely destroying communities and the economies in areas where they operate in this country, and begin to bring this production back, so that the people that actually fund this business model, which is the American consumer at 25% of the consumption of everything produced in the world, can also be the benefactors of, like, having that strong consumer side. You know, one thing too, Charles, it's interesting, you know, I think we talked about this before, but, you know, the NAFTA trade agreement requires that people in Mexico have the right to organize and bring a representative of their own choosing. And Bond Elise had maintained for a long time they had a union, and then remember we got the contract and it was a little over a dollar. But just in our last visit on November the 27th, the plant manager at the Salinas Gate told us there was absolutely no union in Salinas, and that they were all hired through temp agencies or whatever. There's no contract in place. So here again, I mean, it's a bogus claim to apply and abide by a NAFTA principle, and there's no teeth to it. And right from the horse's mouth at the plant gate, there's no union here, even though they report there's one, and the workers are supposed to be represented by one.
What should we as consumers be doing today?
Well, what you should be doing today is what we've been doing for 2 years. We should be sending look at the report that's come out. We're sending it around the country. I think that you have one on your website right now. And it calls for three things. It calls for calling the CEO and the board of directors to task at Mondelez. But it also calls for people of faith to begin to question the moral and ethical standards applied by this business model. So in addition to checking the label, we're going to be in communities. We are going to – IWJ is going to be at the in – we have both Christians, Muslims, Jewish, and all interdenominations of people that are supporting this next campaign element, which is getting this message into churches and faith-based communities so they can also engage in the boycott and talking to this corporation.
There you go. And this is the, you know, there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things, and Mondelez is not doing the right thing here. That's obvious.
No, they're making all kind of promises. It looks superficially, it might look real good, but when you test the waters, I mean, you'll find that there's less affirmative things for American manufacturing than there are positive things.
Absolutely. Ron, does the college effort continue?
College effort continues. We still have some of those outstanding. We are also, along with the college effort that will start in the spring again, we're also going to reinvigorate national unions re-advertising this, not only the report that's come out, but also the Check the Label campaign, too, which is having an impact. I got to tell you, it's having a real impact.
I was very surprised about the numbers those product lines are down when you told me. That's good news. And whatever we can do to continue that fight, you let us know, man, because this is something that's important. It's important for us. It's important for working folks down in Salinas, Mexico. And quite frankly, enough of this silliness. Mondelez should be doing the right thing.
They should be, and our hopes are the CEO will call our president and they will have a discussion about the future. I mean, we're problem solvers, and we believe the American labor movement, its leadership, are problem solvers, and they should discuss with us a path forward, and there's a way to do that, and we hope the new CEO will have that vision.
There you go. Hey, Ron, any truth to the rumor that you're going to organize Salinas, Mexico?
We're certainly sniffing around down there, I got to tell you.
Por cuánto tiempo usted en los Estados Unidos, mi hermano? There you go. Happy to come down and help, for sure.
Thanks,
brother.
Take care.
Listen, we got to go. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon. That was Ron Baker of the BCTGM. And, hey, it's amazing what happens when a bunch of people put their heads together and try and do the right thing. It actually works. And we appreciate Ron very much. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.